Week 2, Wednesday, Vespers. Dear God, please come to my aid. Master, please hurry to help me. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. How is it, Master, right can feel so wrong? There's that temptation back a month ago that I resisted, and although I know I did the right thing, I'm a wreck. I long still, after all this time, to sing the song I stifled then. Where is the triumph? So I won. Convince the corpse down there, and show him how he's better off that he was strong. I asked that very question on the cross, you know. I am like you in everything. But this defeat is not a gain for you so much as joining me, as you once asked me to, in pulling out from others evil sting. And afterwards, you'll see it wasn't loss. We are eagerly waiting for our hopes to be fulfilled with the glorious coming of our Savior. Psalm 62. Yes, my soul is quietly waiting for Yahweh, because my rescue is coming from Him. He is the only one to be my rock and my protection. He is my fortress, and no power will dislodge me. But how long will you go after a man and batter him down as if he were a crumbling wall or a rickety fence? The only thing they can agree on is to topple him from his throne, and their only pleasure is in lying. Their mouths spout blessings, but they are cursing in their hearts. But wait quietly, my soul, for God alone, because my hope is in Him. He is the only one to be my rock and my protection. He is my fortress. And you, my people, always put your trust in Him. Pour out your hearts to Him, because God is our protection. True, ordinary folk are nothing but a breath, but nobles are a fraud. If they are put on the scales to be weighed, they are even lighter than air. Do not put your trust in the power to oppress, or have futile hopes in what you can steal. And even if your wealth does grow and grow, do not trust it. God spoke once, and I heard two things, that power belongs to God, and mercy to you, Yahweh, because you give everyone what his deeds deserve. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. We are waiting eagerly for our hopes to be fulfilled with the glorious coming of our Savior. May God turn His shining face upon us and fill us with His blessings. Psalm 67. My God, please be merciful and bless us, and let Your face shine upon us, so that Your ways will be known over all the earth, and Your rescue will be understood by every nation. May every people praise You, my God. May every people praise You. Yes, the Gentiles should be delighted and sing for joy, because You will pronounce honest verdicts upon the world and rule over all the peoples of the earth. May every people praise You, my God. May every people praise You. And then earth will produce abundant harvests, because God, our God, will bless us. Yes, God will bless us, and all the ends of the earth will hold Him in reverence. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. May God turn His shining face upon us and fill us with His blessings. Everything came into being through Him. He holds all creation together in Himself. Song. Colossians 1:12-20. We thank the Father who has made you fit to share the inheritance of the sacred people in the light, and who extricated us from the power of darkness and moved us into the kingdom of the Son He loves, from whom we have forgiveness and removal of our sins, and who is the visible counterpart of the invisible God and the firstborn of the whole of creation, because everything in earth and in heaven was created in Him. Everything visible and invisible, thrones, dominations, principalities, and powers, everything was created through Him and for Him. He himself exists before everything, and everything is kept in existence in him. He is also the head of the body, which is the community. He is its principality, its ruler and source, the firstborn of the dead, so that he will have the first place in everything. Because he thought it proper for all the fullness of being to be located in him, and for everything on earth and in heaven to be brought by him into conformity with him, as he made peace by shedding blood on his cross. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Everything came into being through him. He holds all creation together in himself. Reading, 1 Peter 5, 5-7. And you are to clothe yourselves in unpretentiousness toward each other, because God stands against the arrogant, but gives his blessings to the little ones. And so consider yourselves as insignificant beneath the mighty hand of God, so that he will elevate you when the time comes, and throw all your worries onto him, because he has care over you. Master, please guard us as carefully as the pupil in your eye. Master, please guard us as carefully as the pupil in your eye. Please gather us under the shadow of your wings and guard us as carefully as the pupil in your eye. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, please guard us as carefully as the pupil in your eye. Master, with the strength of your arm, please scatter the snobs and elevate the humble people. The Magnificat. My soul is full of the Master's magnificence. My spirit is bursting with joy in God my Savior, because he has turned his eyes toward his poor little slave. And now, from this time on, people will honor me through all the ages to come. Yes, the God of power, the one whose very name is holy, has done tremendous things in me. His kindness reaches from age to age to those in awe of him. He has flexed his strong right arm and routed arrogance and conceit. He has toppled powers from their thrones and elevated nobodies. He has filled the hungry with the best cuisine and sent the rich away with nothing. He has given support to his servant Israel, just as he told our ancestors, remembering to shower his mercies on Abraham and his descendants forever. Glory to the Father, to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as in the beginning, now, and always, through all the ages of ages. Amen. Master, with the strength of your arm, please scatter the snobs and elevate the humble people. Let us all find our happiness in our God, because he takes great pleasure in bestowing gifts upon his people. And so let us fervently pray, please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Eternal God, for whom 1,000 years are like a day after it is past, please help us to remember that life is like a flower that blossoms in the morning and withers in the evening. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Please give your people manna to satisfy their hunger and living water to quench their thirst for all eternity. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. May your faithful ones look for and taste what comes from above, and may they direct their work and free time to your glory. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Please bestow good weather on us, Master, so that we can reap a bountiful harvest from the earth. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Please show the vision of your face to those faithful who have left us, and let them find happiness in contemplating your presence. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Master, thank you for the special blessing you have bestowed on me today. Please increase your grace and peace in us, Master. Our Father in heaven, may your name be held in reverence. Please come to us and rule over us, and have your way on earth just as you do in heaven. Please give us today the bread we need for the day, and forgive the debts we owe you, insofar as we forgive the debts others owe us. And please, do not lead us into trouble. keep us from harm. Amen. God our Master, we hold your name in awe, and we are aware of your famous kindness, which is cherished by every generation. And so please listen to our evening prayer as we sing your praise and announce your eternal greatness. We make this request through our Master Prince Jesus, your Son, who is alive and reigning with you in the Holy Spirit as one God through all the ages of ages. Amen. May the Master send his blessings on us, keep us from any harm, and bring us to eternal life. Amen.